Thanks for listening to The 21st. I'm Scott Cameron, sitting in for Nyla Boodoo today. You know, a lot of discussion around the topic of healthcare is centered around one idea. It's how can we reduce costs while improving care and improving outcomes? That's largely the driving force behind an effort launched in Illinois to overhaul the way Medicaid operates. That's the federal and state health insurance program for low-income residents, children, people with disabilities. And ever since 2015 in the state, Illinois law has required that at least half of those enrolled in what's called a Medicaid-managed care plan. The goal is to improve patients' health while costing taxpayers less. But a new report from Crain's Chicago Business found that the program isn't reaching many of the people it's supposed to. Learn more about what their investigation uncovered. I'm joined now on the line from Chicago by Crain's healthcare reporter, Kristen Schorsch. Kristen, welcome back to The 21st.
Thank you for having me.
So this gets complicated, and we'll talk more about that here in a minute, but basically your story gets at a number of problems that are keeping Illinois Medicaid's program from meeting those goals that we talked about there in the intro, and one of the biggest seems to be that the private insurers being paid by the state can't find many of the people they're supposed to be helping. What's going on there?
Right. Well, so there are a number of factors to this. So, right, so they are supposed to find or essentially contact all the enrollees that they get each month. Just to give them a basic healthcare assessment, do you need to go to the doctor? Do you have high blood pressure? Do you have diabetes? How can we help you stay healthy so that we can, the goal being to save the state money in Medicaid overall?
Yeah, that kind of preventive care can reduce costs and improve people's health in the long term.
Right. A huge focus is on prevention. The health insurance companies were telling me that, some of the problems that they have is that, each month they are given a huge list of new enrollees, so say thousands of members. And so they, start trying to find them. But one of the things about this population is that, people on Medicaid are low income and disabled, and they are often often hard to find. They can be homeless. They don't have a permanent address or a phone number. They cycle in and out in what's known as churn as their income fluctuates. So right off the bat, this is a difficult population to reach. So not only do you have that, but then within the rules or contracts with the states, they're told they're paid to focus on people who are deemed as being the highest risk, the most expensive, the sickest population.
So like a triage approach to it.
Right. So when you have those requirements in place, yet you're supposed to be finding all of your enrollees, it makes it really difficult to do the jobs.
What about the funding for this? How is it the state is paying for? Can you describe sort of the funding model for this and how the insurers are paid?
Sure. So the state, the health plans are essentially paid a fixed amount of money per enrollee per month. So they start out with that fixed amount. So the idea being that if you are able to keep your enrollees healthy, focus on prevention, get them on the medications they need, that you can stay within that amount of money and even save the state money. But in addition to that, the state of Illinois also withholds each month a percentage of that money to encourage these insurance companies
an
to
incentive
hit quality
or a,
metrics. Right. So, making sure that kids are getting their immunizations on time, making sure that women are getting mammograms, all these preventative goals, because you want to encourage people to use health care. You want to keep them healthy, focus on prevention. So when I was asking the state, those same questions, how do you know the insurance companies aren't just profiting off of this program?
Right.
What if they just don't find people so they don't
or don't try to find them? Yeah.
Right. And so their response was, well, we know that people are hitting the ERs, hitting the hospitals, because we can't find these folks, they're still using health care. And then you've got that carrot and stick approach from the state, which is tying incentives to making sure they hit these quality benchmarks. So the insurance companies are losing money by not hitting some of those measures.
Hmm. So, lots more to dig in there, but just for a minute, can we kind of step back? And we've talked about the complicated terms here, but can we define our terms a little bit? We're talking about managed care, specifically Illinois' Medicaid program and how that's set up, which is somewhat different from some other places. Can you just explain that, what managed care is and how it kind of applies here in Illinois to Medicaid?
Right. So if you think about the people who get their insurance through work, so say you have a Blue Cross plan, they control which doctors and hospitals you go to. They set up this network and which you go to for a discounted price. In managed care in Illinois, what the state is doing is they are largely outsourcing the management, the administration of the benefits for Medicaid enrollees to private health insurance companies. About two-thirds of Medicaid recipients in Illinois are now essentially covered by these private health plans, Blue Cross, Aetna, County Care, which is run by the Cook County Health System. And so these health plans set up their networks of doctors and hospitals, and they are essentially tasked with overseeing your care. But in this situation for Medicaid, because the state wants to save money and boost quality, they hold these health insurance companies to standards, the ones we talked about before, these quality benchmarks that they want them to hit. And so that way, the idea is that they incent the health plans to make sure that they are focusing on prevention with their enrollees, and at the same time, trying to get them out of the ER, out of the hospital, steering them towards a doctor's office so that they stay healthy in the long run and work with teams of providers if they run into trouble. Maybe they need housing. Maybe they need food. There are elements beyond healthcare that they might need in their lives.
Yeah, so sort of expanding that a little bit. So in Illinois, about just over 3 million, 3.2 million or so Illinois Medicaid recipients, two-thirds of those are enrolled in a managed care plan. You had talked earlier about some of what you're hearing from the insurers. You talked to a number of them and a number of different groups who are trying to reach out. You know, what are the things you're hearing from them, and what sort of shift is happening? Are they looking at different tools or different ways or methods to try to reach more people?
Right. So one of the things that some of them are doing, and the state is encouraging more of this, is to work with organizations that are experts in finding the homeless populations, people who might have a behavioral health issue. So, for example, Aetna is working with the AIDS Foundation of Chicago. They already do case management for people who have HIV and AIDS. So each month, the AIDS Foundation gets a list of enrollees from Aetna, and these are people that Aetna has already tried to find and can't. And so the AIDS Foundation of Chicago will send out teams of people to canvas neighborhoods, knock on doors, talk to neighbors, really try and make a personal connection, a face-to-face connection, to just ask, like, hey, how are you doing? Can we ask you a few questions about your health to see if we need to hook you up with a doctor? Some of these health insurance plans are also working with Thresholds, which is a nonprofit that that connects people who have a mental illness with housing and jobs. And the Heartland Health Outreach, another nonprofit, wants to get more deeply involved with health plans and is really interested in doing that. They are a provider of healthcare for the homeless population. So there are different ways that the health insurance companies are trying to find more people and connect with them, but the state is encouraging more of that since the governor is overhauling this Medicaid managed care program and is in the process of rebidding it. So the insurance companies that have contracts with the state now might not going forward.
Okay, so some different models there and sort of partnering and collaborating with other community organizations that already have some of these relationships. We're talking with Kristen Shores, healthcare reporter with Crane Chicago Business, about the recent article just out this week, taking a look at some of the health plans, the Medicaid plans. Private insurers are struggling to find the people who are enrolled in those programs here in Illinois. That could be costing money, people falling through the cracks, many different outcomes from all of that. You know, I mean, one thing that we have to talk about here, the state had gone more than 2 years without a budget until last Thursday. You know, there's a backlog. Medicaid insurers are owed billions of dollars, excuse me. How has all that played into this?
Right. Well, I mean, that's another pain point. If you think about the domino effect of this, if the health plans are owed $3 billion and they're trying to make their finances work, then they're slowing or stopping payments to doctors who are then potentially blocking access to patients. Aetna and Meridian are two health plans that have already threatened to leave the state Medicaid program altogether. Aetna, for example, is owed $698 million.
Wow.
And so obviously, you can see if they're not getting paid, they can't flow that money down to the doctors and then ultimately to the patients to provide health care. So this budget crisis has really impacted the health plans, and we're just going to kind of have to wait and see if the money can get to them fast enough since we do not have a budget.
All right. Well, you can read much more about this in Crane's Chicago Business. Kristen Shores' article just came out earlier this week. We will tweet a link to that. You follow us at 21st Show. Kristen, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Sure. Thanks for having me.